I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 27th, 2020. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a man wanted on felony sexual assault in Storm Lake was apprehended by Border Protection in Texas. That individual, Andres Epifanio Guyan, was taken into custody on the Class A felony charges. At number 9, the Carroll Police Department was called to a rear-end collision in Carroll on Tuesday. You can find the full details of that accident. No injuries were reported, but it is available online at 1380kcim.com. At number 8, the Lakeview City Council has selected Brandon Rennan as the police department's next chief. Chief Rennan is originally from Urbandale and has 14 years of law enforcement experience with the Aurora Police Department in Colorado. Chief Rennan begins his job on Monday. At number 7, the Stroutman family has pledged substantial contributions to the St. Anthony Cancer Center's capital campaign. No dollar amount was listed in that donation, but again, it was listed as substantial. So that's a big thank you to John and Kane Stroutman, currently of Florida. You may be familiar with the Stroutman name after their $500,000 donation to the Kemper Catholic school system near the end of last year. At number 6, CSD admins nixed a rumor of a shift to a hybrid model at the Carroll Middle School that was at their meeting last Monday. However, school officials did announce on Friday that CHS will remain in their hybrid model through the end of October. At number 5, a Coon Rapids man charged with assaulting an officer and harassment charges has been sentenced to jail time. That's Caleb Wiles. He was sentenced to 2 6-day sentences in the Carroll County Jail that will be served concurrently. At number 3, no injuries and no damage was reported, but an investigation has been opened into shots fired Sunday in Carroll. There was a report of 9 shots in the 500 block of 18th Street. Authorities, again, are investigating that incident. At number 2, a Sac City woman is facing assault charges for the third time this year after a stabbing in Sac City. That is Ray Beth Horton, the suspect there. She was recently arrested in Carroll after stabbing her roommate and allegedly chasing her with an axe. And then finally, our top story from the past week, an Exira woman was airlifted after a truck backed over her legs on Friday evening. She was airlifted with non-life-threatening but serious wounds. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online at carrollbroadcasting.com, through our Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app.